This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. The word, everybody's heard about the word. The word is Michael. That's a name, that's not a word. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen, and this is an overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com for the week ending the 26th of October, last full week of October 2018. Michael Harrison will go through the top 10 stories that have come out of the research and then the list of people, and we'll sort of dissect some of the things that are going on. But first, Michael, that all-important job of reviewing the items themselves.
And I have to say the cliche of the week, which always is, do you believe what kind of a week we've had? I mean, it doesn't stop. And I think I'm going to put together a top 10 list of stories that should be around that we've forgotten because there are so many more stories.
Okay. Want to do that? We'll do the sub. We'll do the top from 11 to 20 stories instead of the top
The forgotten 10. I mean, you know, it's like whatever happened to the New York Times op-ed piece and the senior official at the White House who's running an insurrection? What happened to the Las Vegas shootings? What? You know, I'm not saying that we should be dwelling on all that, but it's amazing how no matter what happens, it becomes forgotten in terms of the world of journalism and those that talk about it. Well, here's what they're talking about now. At number 10, we have National Football League action and the World Series. At number 9, O'Connor dementia diagnosis and the new Halloween film. At number 8, the U.S. threatens the INF treaty exit. At number 7, the Mega Millions jackpot, and that's tied with Megyn Kelly's problems. At number 6, the gender definition issue. At number 5, the Khashoggi murder aftermath, which is on its way to being in our top 10 of forgotten stories. At number 5, financial markets activity. That'll never go away. At number 3, the migrant caravan. That's on its way. At number 2, the midterm elections. They're on their way. And number 1, the story of the moment that's dominating the news cycle, the nail bombings.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You left out that Ice-T got arrested for skipping a toll on the George Washington Bridge. You missed
You're
that
kidding.
One.
You're kidding. Clearly, no. Clearly yes. an example of liberal
yes.
incompetence.
Yes.
Of course it is.
Yeah. On our people right. survey, we have at number 10, Sandra Day O'Connor. At number 9, Megyn Kelly. At number 8, Recep Erdogan. At number 7, Mohammed bin Salman and Jamal Khashoggi. At number 6, Keith Ellison. At number 5, Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke. At number 4, Robert De Niro and Maxine Waters. At number 3, Joe Biden and George Soros. At number 2, the Clintons and the Obamas. At number 1, Donald Trump.
Hi. So, are the Clintons and the Obamas going on the road together? The Obamas, that would be four of them on the road together.
Oh, my. I wonder if they're going to have like a band or an orchestra do an overture. Or
I don't know. Where Clintons. Did George Soros make his money? I've never, that's always eluded me. Where does, what business was he in or is he in that he has made a large sum that he's using to help his political friends, which is A-OK.
Alexei! George Soros, where did he make his money?
He made it in being evil.
Did he now? That's good to know. So, what do you think about the mail bombs? It's a big hoax, right? It's just it's a stunt. Somebody's going to get caught. The Russians are actually doing it. The Russians are behind it. It's a stunt.
Well, yes, a lot of people are saying that on talk radio. I do not know if it's a stunt. I do know a list of possibilities. I do know that being in the media for as many years as I've been, and you know it also, that there are people out there that insert themselves into the scenario because they're
you know, overly emotional or they're disturbed, and they send letters, and the letters all look alike. They're in crayon, and they have big block lettering. And
one of them was sent with not enough postage on it.
And of course, they have misspellings.
Yeah, like crayons on them.
But some of them don't have postmarks, and that's kind of disturbing. Mm-hmm. And they are awfully evident as suspicious. They almost look like a parody of suspicious letters, which is how so many of them were accepted.
Freddy Krueger sent them.
You know, but I don't like to make jokes about this because there are many, there's so many ways of looking at it, and if I'm going to do an accurate report, yes, there are many people who believe that it is a fake that it's designed to the Republicans and Trump look bad. Mm. I don't know if that's true. And it just like I don't know that Christine Blasey Ford was an actress, you know, directed to put on a lie. I don't know. We hear these things. There are people that feel that way.
How do we ever get to the truth anymore?
How do we get to the
bottom line of what is actually the fact? It's not everybody's truth is different because the truth of one person is not necessarily the truth of somebody else. But a fact is a fact is a fact. How do we get to the facts?
When we have an establishment in the political class and in the media class and in the academic class that we have confidence in. This whole seeking victory over truth that I talk about all the time has so polluted our society and our discourse that we don't trust anyone. Mm-hmm. And when we don't trust anyone, we lose our freedom. Societies where the people are either criminal or the people are liars or the people just don't trust each other, where scams run rampant, where you can't trust the press, where you can't trust the politicians, where you can't trust religion, you can't trust any big establishment, can't trust big business. Those are ripe for authoritarian dictators because we can't unify as a people against the abuse of power. We turn to power to protect us from the people. And that's how it flips into something that's very hard to undo. And I'd hate to see that happen here.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on here that's very upsetting for those of us who've been around for a while, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. It's a tough time in this country, no question about it. 14 after the hour, talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, taking a moment out now to talk about how to stay healthy. You got to keep your body healthy. You got to keep your mind healthy. And one way to make sure that you do that is put good things into your body. It's hard to get proper nutrition today, and it's expensive to buy organic fruits and vegetables. That's the quality needed to keep you healthy. Texas Superfoods to the rescue with their complete organic. That's a capsule that you take with 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. Take one in the morning, take one at night, and you will be adding great things to your body. It's free of herbicides, pesticides. The Texas Superfood Complete Organic, something I'm on. Actually, I'm taking it. I have that, and I take a couple with my ice, with my tea, with my Life Change tea. And there's a probiotic powder that you can take with it, too. I put that in the tea. It really is a great way for you to get all the things that you need every day. Remember, your grandmother said, you should eat 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables, Michael, every day. Here, 20 years later, after Texas Superfood started, they're doing so well. All over the country, people are ordering these 55 organic fruits and vegetables. Order yours now by going to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. And while you're in the, go to the website and look around and see what else they have. A lot of quality nutritional products. Get started, though, with the Texas Superfood Complete Organic at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. The Talk Radio Countdown.
K
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJB code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJB to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I thought I had a sinus headache for a few days, but I had a massive brain aneurysm, hemorrhage of the brain, and a stroke, and I was on my deathbed. I was on a respirator in a coma for 35 days. And 3 months later, I came home in a wheelchair. I had double vision. I had to learn to walk again, to speak again. One and one is two. Write the alphabet. You know, if I went out and did a little something, I'd come home, I'd be in bed. Now, I'm up by like 5:30 in the morning, and I go to the gym. I do shopping. I cook. I have energy all day. I mean, I feel great. Overall, my whole outlook, just feeling, my mental aspect, everything is better.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
All right, let's get back to the action here. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. One of your favorite things to talk about is sports. Mm. World Series, Red Sox are going to beat the Dodgers, and that will be the end of that. Now the talk is about Jimmy Butler. When I first saw this, I thought it was Jimmy Buffett. Houston Rockets making him a staggering offer. Where does all this money? I mean, I'm looking at some of the basketball has become the sport to play, it would seem. Aren't there a couple of really huge offers that have been made?
Oh, yeah, basketball's big bucks. Baseball's long been big bucks, and yeah. Football's big bucks. Where does the money come from? The money comes from television rights, radio rights, commercialism, corporate boxes, and the fans. That's where the money comes from. The sale of beer. The sale
$5,
of
$5, right?
You know, they're in the beer business, they're in the hot dog business, they're in the selling cars and trucks. You know, they sell a lot of trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a lot of different streams of revenue. It's definitely a matter of supply and demand. I mean, it bothers me deeply that the average person, which I consider myself even in that group, can't really afford to go to a game and not feel damn guilty about it.
Yeah. Baseball games, the same thing. Football games, you spend $500 with your family before you're done for, you know, any kind of decent. See, who can $500 spend $500?
It costs you $1,500 to go for
really?
Tickets, unless you are somebody who knows someone who has a season ticket or a box and you get it for free, or you have a long-standing first, you know, opportunity to buy a box when they're available at the beginning of the season, and even those are very expensive. It can cost you $500 a ticket, $1,000 a ticket. I was checking out what the aftermarket on the World Series is at Fenway. It's like bed seats and the bleachers are $2,500.
Good God.
For what? Just to freeze and watch something that on television
you can
have
much more fun.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's nuts. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen will be back with a focus on the migrant caravans in a matter of moments.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Removing the obstacles from your head and your ear. If you don't know what's going on, you've come to the right place because
we don't either.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to set you up as an expert, and you're cutting me off at the knees.
Nah.
Make Michael your man. If he can't do it, nobody can.
I don't believe in taking us too seriously.
I don't either, frankly. I get into trouble because if I actually could have made a career out of screwing off on the radio, I would have done that, but it wasn't in the cards, as it were. Meanwhile, a lot of good things are happening on the radio, and a lot of the things that are chronicled by the folks at Talkers Magazine. This list, stories, and people is published every week, Talkers.com, where the Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, all of the things from the world of conversation, the talk. And lots of the talk this week is indicated by the list number 3, this migrant caravan, as it's been dubbed by, I don't know who. Caravan, for me, represents somebody being in motorized vehicles. These people are walking, and apparently the White House is considering an executive order to stop the caravans. How are they going to do that? You're going to tell the Mexican government, shoot them on sight? What are they going to do? And well, the fact that you can come to the border and ask for asylum boggles the mind. Why are we worried about these people sneaking in? Why don't they just go to the crossing at Juarez and said, I have come from a dangerous community, and I live in fear of my life, and I'm coming to the United States to ask for political asylum.
Yeah, well, that's a loophole in the immigration laws, and obviously something has to be done about that, or we will not have enough room in this country for all the people seeking asylum. It's it could be a fake way to get in. I'm aware of that, but I'm also aware there are a lot of people out there in the world that do want asylum. Do we deny the fact that living in America is better than living in a lot of places in the world and that a lot of people would like to be here? Or, see, that's another way to solve the immigration problem. Let's just make living conditions here so lousy nobody wants to come.
Yeah. We're stuck here, including us.
Yeah, we're between a rock and a hard place with this whole immigration deal.
One of the things that's troubling is the misinformation. We're back to what's the truth versus facts. And according to the Institute of
Taxation... What's the truth versus facts?
Yeah, well, they're not necessarily one and the same.
Okay, well, then facts are not facts, but go on.
No, facts are facts. That's what I'm saying. The truth is not always the truth, but the facts are always the facts. You disagree with that?
I understand what you're saying. The truth is the truth, and facts are the facts, and lies are lies, and things that are wrong are wrong. Wrong is not necessarily a lie.
But with some people, what's wrong is right.
I guess that's sort of true. Yeah, go on. I get what you're saying.
Anyway, the Institute of Taxation and Economic Policy think tank in Washington suggests that about half the undocumented workers in our country are filing income tax returns. According to the IRS, 4.4 million income tax returns came from workers who don't have Social Security numbers. So why would you? Are they so enamored by being here that they paid $24 billion in income taxes last year? Are they just honest and we get good people who are coming here that want to pay their fair share?
Well, I don't know whether the tax money is being extracted from them. I know it's harder and harder to get a job in America in a legitimate corporation because you got to go through a lot of red tape about that very thing to prove that you are a citizen. Yeah. It's hard to get a job for any meaningful company. Meaningful meaning an organized corporation in America. If you go to work there, even on the lowest level, they check you out pretty thoroughly now. But I don't know. The only way I could see paying taxes if it's withholding. But you can't get a job with withholding taxes if you don't have a Social Security number. So I don't know how that works.
Kind of weird, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, it
more
is.
More, what's the fact here, Michael? We've got to examine what the facts are. The facts are, according to this outfit, that they're paying undocumented aliens, paying a lot in taxes. We shall see. 28 after the hour on the...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Speaking at a rally in Charlotte, North Carolina, President Trump says the media is attempting to politicize the alleged bomber, Cesar Sayoc, who was accused of sending pipe bombs to the president's political opponents.
We love our police and we love our law enforcement. Political violence must never, ever be allowed in America, and I will do everything in my power to stop it.
Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen has this advice.
If you notice a strange package or if you see something that appears out of the ordinary, do not remain silent. If you see something, say something.
She warns that Sayoc may have sent more bombs before being arrested. Sayoc, an avid Trump supporter, has a history of violence.
General Motors is now asking the federal government for one national gas mileage standard, including a requirement that a percentage of auto company sales be zero-emissions vehicles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you'd have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
To continue our overview here this week, the week of October 22nd to the 26th, stories and people that are being discussed, the review from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher here. We're looking now at the migrant caravan, or whether we have any more after what we've said. I don't know. I mean, it's exasperating. It really is, to think that we have this little control over our future. We really, as a country, people come in from everywhere. Everybody's attacked. We've had a fabulous run, and now is it in danger of toppling, Michael?
It's in danger of toppling, but it'll only topple if we are not unified as a nation and become civil.
We are.
I don't think it's going to topple because of a caravan of migrants.
No.
I think that's all political. That's my personal opinion. I do believe we have to have tight borders. I do believe we have to have citizens, and we have to have certain obstacles to becoming a citizen. You have to go through certain hoops. I believe in that. That's what being a nation is. But I don't believe in the hysteria that is being used for political purposes on both sides about things such as this caravan or how we handle the immigration issues that we have.
Let's flash back to when you and I were disc jockeys early in our careers, and we played John Lennon's Imagine. And we opined, at least I did on the air, wouldn't it be wonderful if there were no boundaries, there were no borders, there were no countries, there was no religion? Because that's what we fight about. If we didn't have any of those things, we wouldn't fight.
Look, Lenin has been accused of being idealistic and naive by today's standards with that song. I was just having this conversation with somebody who is active within the Lenin estate about this. And the issue for me was that Lenin wrote that song as an ideal, not as a practical reality. Mm-hmm. Lenin understood. He understood that you have to have boundaries. He had a corporation. He was in business. He didn't he didn't practice that total openness and free, you know, no money, everything's free. And well, but he wrote the
easy
wrote,
for a guy who's got 300 million.
Right, so, right, exactly.
Well, but, money.
Plus, he was cynical. He was cynical and clever and in some ways even nasty.
Mm-hmm.
He did not have a loving nature. What he had was an intellect that understood what love meant. And that song is just an ideal to keep in the back of our minds. And that's
he was
what
the least likely. He was the least likable and least likely to win a popularity contest. Interesting that he is so close to McCartney, who was the most popular of the Beatles.
Yeah, but each of them, Lennon has a following. Lennon had, without turning this into a story about the Beatles, just quickly to respond, Lennon had his own following. Lennon had teeth. Lennon was edgy. The Beatles were an amazing combination of attitudes and inputs. The Beatles are something that are off the charts in terms of cultural relevance and how amazing that organization was as we move down the line and we look back at that. But in terms of ideals, let's bring it back to the issue of what we're dealing with in this country. Political ideology, people that I am a fundamentalist. Fundamentalists usually don't get along very well in the practicality of the real world. The real world is compromising fundamentals to be able to get along with people and create a consensus from different walks of life, different interests, and different points of view. If you are absolutely completely ironclad and unbendable, unflexible in your political ideology or your economic ideology or your religious ideology, you're not going to get along in this world.
No, not at all. All right, let's speak of not getting along. The problem with Megyn Kelly.
Poor thing.
They're going to pay her out. It was a really bad decision in the first place. But the way she's being shown the door seems almost a contrivance to me. Do you agree with that?
I don't know how you mean contrivance.
Well, it's like they were looking for some way.
Oh yes,
to
this
get
is the
her
straw that
door.
Broke the this is the
right.
straw that broke the camel's back. She's not going to be let go because of the blackface comment.
No.
That's the straw that broke the camel's back. She's going to be let go because she ain't making the money for them that they're paying for her.
Yeah,
because she doesn't have the eyeballs and eardrums. She doesn't have the audience numbers that they had anticipated. So that's the main reason they're going to let her go. If she were bringing in the numbers and if she were bringing in the ratings, they put up with a lot of her political incorrectness.
Sure would. Yep.
Okay, that's the answer.
Yeah, it really is. So don't think, folks, those of you who are defenders of hers, that this is all a horrible... This is terrible, and they're taking. They wanted her out. She was a bad fit. Whoever hired her, and I think Andy Lack is the guy who hired her, should be fired, because he's the one who's made the bad judgment. It was a horrible fit from the beginning.
And she made it. And she is equally to blame. And she's 69 million bucks richer for it.
Yeah.
So she went for the lure of the big time network status, and she went for the lure of the money, and she did a little bit of wish thinking, hoping it would work, but it couldn't work. She's of a different nature. She became neither fish nor fowl. She had to go. They should have given her a political show. If they wanted to take advantage of her, they should have
MSNBC or someplace like that.
No, they should have given her a political show on the NBC television network. They could have found room in there, and she would have been huge. She would have been great. They should have given her a hard-hitting, right-leaning, but not where she's a card-carrying talking points person. Because I thought she performed admirably during the Trump campaign when she gave him a tough time. And she, that was a time when conservatives were fighting with conservatives, which made the conservative movement, I think, healthier. When all conservatives agree with each other, then they have a problem. Well, and Megyn Kelly was onto something. And she.
So where did she go? What does she do now? Other than she got $69 million Powerball payoff. What does she do? What does
she got? She waits some time, and then somebody else will hire her, and she'll be controversial and edgy, and she'll go back to being the way she was. She's not finished. She's young. She's bright. She's talented. There's room for her out there, but it isn't going to happen quickly, or it might. But it doesn't have to happen quickly for her to have a bright future. I wouldn't you know, cry for her.
What about when you look at others who have been dismissed in a similar fashion, not necessarily the same thing? I'm thinking of Bill O'Reilly, who really hasn't gained back his starch.
Bill O'Reilly was dismissed because of personal character issues. This is, you know, if you want to paint Megyn Kelly a racist, well, you know, that's a political thing. That's a stretch. Yeah, that's she certainly stretch. Is insensitive to certain things that are racially sensitive topics.
We can all fall into that pile of crap at any moment in time just by a slip of the tongue. Any of us, especially people like you and I who are on the air for hours every day, that woman had to come up with, and I'm not defending, I don't have to defend her. I just think that when you're on the spot like that, people don't realize, even though it's your desire, you make the choice, you want to make a career out of doing this, I made a career out of it, you made a career out of it. Have I always been happy with everything I've said on the air, or have I put my foot in my mouth? Of course I have. Have I been caught? No. Not really. I don't know what being caught means either, frankly.
Well, being caught is a ratio. The level of how big you are versus the level of how big the foot in your mouth is.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know, it's one of the nice things about being relatively obscure is nobody gives a damn if you're a racist.
Yeah.
But when you're on NBC and you're on the platform on the spotlight and millions of people and millions of dollars are riding, your words count more. That's the issue with Trump. People say, I like him, he talks like a regular guy. Well, the question is, should the president talk like a regular guy? It's the president, you know. The guy sitting at the other end of the bar, the guy sitting next to you at the bar drinking a beer, you know, you accept that. It's entertaining. So Megyn Kelly suddenly comes up with this cockamamie, totally twisted version of whiteface, black people putting on whiteface and white people putting on blackface. And like, hey, Megyn, you should know better. She should know better. That blackface is like the N-word. Don't say it.
It comes out of your mouth. It's just, whoops, I wish I hadn't said that.
Then you don't get $69 million if you can't control what comes out of your mouth. The whole point is, you know, when baseball players in the World Series strike out every time they're up in a clutch, people don't go, well, you know, it's hard to hit a baseball. No, they're being paid millions of dollars. Hit the damn baseball. Well, you're being paid millions of dollars. Know that by saying blackface on a major national network and saying anything about it that's okay, you're gonna get hit.
For the good old days.
You know, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying it's the way it is, and she should know better.
Yep.
She can't complain about that, and she knows better. She knows it's because the ratings are lousy. She might play this up, but the ratings are lousy. The general audience doesn't buy her act in that context
at all,
and we the media have to come to grips with the fact that there's no general American audience anymore, that it's all preaching to choirs, it's all factions, it's become tribal, and it's called targeting audiences.
They didn't target
the right audience with her.
Yeah, that's a it's tribal. Well, that's a fabulous way.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it really is. Yep. All right, we continue with our overview, Michael and his very poignant thoughts about all of these things. I want to talk about the Mega Millions jackpot winner and why you don't know who it is in a matter of moments. I'm glad the days of not having a good night's rest are behind me. You want a good, full night's rest? Then go to MyPillow.com to buy your pillow from MyPillow. You can buy any pillow in their catalog online at MyPillow.com, buy any one of them, and get one just like it free. That's the way you do it, whether it's pillows for your bed, pillows for the couch, pillows for the car, whatever it is, they come to the rescue. All their pillows at MyPillow come with a 10-year warranty. 60 days, you get these pillows, you don't like them in 2 months, you send them back. But if you're tired of having a sore neck, stiff neck every morning when you wake up, come on, let's get at it. Let's fix the problem. Go to MyPillow.com, use the code DJV, buy any pillow at the regular price, second one is free. Most comfortable way to get a good night's rest is the pillows, the sheets, the mattresses, all the things they have that go with getting a good night's sleep. Use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Buy the first one at the regular price. Second one is free. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Thousands of charities, from international organizations to local churches, raise money through silent auctions, often featuring gift baskets donated by supporters. They frequently include bottles of wine, beer, or other spirited prizes. But it turns out that in many states, the liquor laws prohibit such baskets, especially in places like churches or community centers that have no liquor license, even if the bottles remain unopened. The legislature in one state, Colorado, is about to repeal that old law and leave charitable fundraisers free to do their best. Many of these legislators have looked through the lens of liberty and realized that fundraising ideas are not the government's business. But many states still require permits and fees for such events. If your state is one of them, it's time for you to act.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with an official review of the top stories that officially published at Talkers Magazine this week, as it usually does. At number 10, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio? What's it, the NFL, this point of the season, the World Series. At number 9, the status of Sandra Day O'Connor and her admitting that she has dementia. Number 8, the INF Treaty. We're going to get out of that, so we say. Number 7, the Mega Millions jackpot, sort of tied with Megyn Kelly and her exit from NBC. The gender definition issues are at number 6, Khashoggi and the aftermath of his murder. Number 5, what's going on in Wall Street, financial market activity, big conversation about that and how things are changing. Number 4, that caravan walking through Mexico. Number 3, midterm elections. 2, and the mail bombs. Number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, Mega Millions jackpot was $946 million after taxes and fees and all that stuff, and nobody knows who won, and that's the smartest thing that that person, whoever he or she is, could possibly do. Don't become known, right? You agree with that?
Of course. No question about it, unless you are so hungry for attention and in control of yourself. Yeah, yeah. Everybody comes out of the woodwork, wants money from you. You become a target.
Yeah,
and,
I
as I've said to you before, being famous in this society is very dangerous.
Yeah. Did you buy a ticket?
No.
Are you kidding me? Come on, Mass Millions?
No.
Why not?
No.
Right, because how about you and I go in together, we win, and we split the money.
I don't do that stuff.
I don't want to defeat the odds.
I'll buy
like
one
that.
For you as a gift.
Let me tell you something. I don't want to win because I don't want to beat the odds like that. Because I'm comforted by the fact that we're protected by the odds of bad things happening being so small. So
right.
it goes
right,
both
thank
ways.
You. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's open up the mailbox here at talkers.com and see what's going on. Lars Larson, somebody that you and I both know well, been in the talk radio field for 30 years plus, has become quite a fixture in the Northwest. And now he has some notoriety, according to the article in Talkers Magazine this week. What's the scoop, Michael?
Basically, he was invited to speak at a college in Oregon, and where you have the right to have a licensed, a concealed weapon, and they wouldn't let him on the campus with his concealed weapon. So he refused to speak.
How'd they know he had a weapon if it was
He told
concealed.
Them he would have one. They asked him, because and he said, I will not come on the campus if I have to get rid of my weapon, because it's my right. So it became a first, it became a Second Amendment issue. And he stuck to his guns, no pun intended. And then he did he went to the school and did a Facebook Live report and whatever. It's at talkers.com. The story's there, but it's definitely a case where a talk show host, stood by his principles.
I'm
not sure it's a stunt as much as it was that he is a man of principle and doesn't want to bend from the principle, and that's one of his major issues is gun rights.
Yeah,
so he feels it would be hypocritical to succumb to their rule when it goes against the constitution of the state. The state protect. In other words, it's actually unconstitutional for them to do that. I guess.
Unconstitutional for them to do what?
Keep him from having a gun when he has a license to carry a gun in that state.
So he's made it, but what he got out of it was a lot of promotion.
Yeah, you get it. That's a byproduct of being in the news.
You get promotion, and a lot of people do that for that. I'm not going to say that that was his motive. It certainly is one of the results. I mean,
how often did talk show hosts do pull these sorts of stunts today to get attention? How often do you see that happening?
I'd say you see a crazy stunt. I'm not saying that Lars was a crazy stunt, but you see a stunt that is a premeditated stunt maybe once every month, every 2 months.
We used to have a lot of fun doing those sorts of things. Not in the same spirit that they're done today, but we used to have, the whole idea was to get attention, right? You'd have, remember when Tom Likas ran over all the records in one of the stadiums? I can't remember which
that
one it was.
That was Steve Dahl.
What is it, Steve Dahl?
Steve Dahl had a disco burning back in the late 70s when there was disco mania, and that threatened rock and roll. Somehow people thought that disco was
disco,
different than rock.
Disco duck.
And that was Rick Dees. And Steve Dahl had a massive disco record burning at Chicago Stadium.
But I remember seeing pictures of Likas with... a bunch of Cat Stevens records rolling over him with a steamroller.
All right, well, that was to protest Cat Stevens' religious choice.
Right.
He became a Muslim.
But remember when we had fun doing all that stuff? We used to be able to do that, so all that stuff. You can't do any of that stuff now. People will criticize you. Can you imagine running over his records because he was a Muslim?
No, I can't. I am against any kind of book burning, any kind of destruction of media for the sake of shutting down something. I was a big opponent of the disco demolition. And I'm frankly was quite upset about the fact that Cat Stevens was banned from radio, you know, not legally, but most radio would not play his music all through the 90s.
And now when he surfaces as Yusuf Islam, they call him just Cat, I guess. But
Cat Stevens is one of the greatest singer-songwriters of modern times. And his career did not reach its fruition because of his political and religious choices.
All right, the MH Interview at mhinterview.com. You have a very interesting character from a radio station that does very well on the West Coast. How'd you come up with this guy?
Well, I have a long association with the radio station, KSCO in Santa Cruz, California, one of the great independent radio stations, and he's the general manager of it. His name is Michael Olson, and he also is nationally syndicated with a show called Food Chain Radio, and he is the leading expert in this country about problems facing food, similar to stuff that you talk about on American Family Farmer, just as you are a national expert on the subject.
Yeah, maybe I should get him on the American Family Farmer. That's probably something I should do.
Oh, definitely.
Future of Food, discussed by Michael and Michael on the MH Interview at mhinterview.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.